Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schuz for Rav Yitzchak Yonah ben Chana, Maris Hena Miriam Bas Alta Chana, and the Refuas, David Henech Mordechai ben Frida Simcha, Rav Yitzchak ben Bracha, Shalom ben Gila, Rav Yosef ben Rosh Chaim, Sarah Leah Bas Rivka, Rafal Chaim Dovin Risa Shoshana, Shaya Mordechai Ezra ben Rachel Dvara, B'Sach Shar, Chole Yisrael, in Parshas Shoftim Dvarim Perek Yitches Pesukim Gimel Tehei, it says Zeh Mishpat HaKohanim Eisam, this will be the law of the Kohanim from the people. Meizovche HaZevach Im Shor Im Seh, those who bring a karban, whether those who slaughter an animal, excuse me, whether it's an ox or a sheep. V'nasan LaKohen HaZroah L'Chayayim V'Akeva, you give the Kohen these three parts: Zroah, the arm, the L'Chayayim, the cheek, and the Keva on the stomach. Reish is tegancha v'siroshcha v'yitzarecha. Also, you give him the beginnings of your grain and wine and oil. V'reish is geiz tzoncha titein lo. And also give him the reish is hageiz. Give him the first shearings. Ki bo v'achar Hashem Elokecha mikol shvatecha lamud l'sharis b'shem Hashem. Hu vanav kol hayamim, because God chose him from all of your tribes to serve before him in the name of God, he and his sons all of the days. Rashi says, Me'ez ha'am v'lo me'ez ha'kohanim, that dafka the am is chayev in these matanos, but not the kohanim. Im shorim seh, Rashi says, prat l'chaya, that excludes a chaya, those animals defined not as a behema but a chaya. Zroah, Rashi defines what the zroah is. Min haperek shel arkuva ad kaf shel yad vehalachayayim im halashon. So Rashi tells us which part of the arm to give to the Kohen, and then Rashi tells us that the lachayayim is together with the cheek, is together with the tongue. Darshei Rishumos hayu omrim, Darshei Rishumos, those who expound, those who darshan, literally lists or psukim, they would say, Zroah, why do you have to give the coin to Zroah tachas yad? In exchange for the yad. Shenemar v'yikach romach biyado. It's talking about Pinchas. Pinchas took a romach in his hand. And l'chayayim, why are you giving him the l'chayayim? Because of tefillah. Tefillah comes from the mouth. Vayamud Pinchas vayifalel. It says that Pinchas stood up and he davened. So these matnas kahuna are keneged the mice of Pinchas. The zroah is because vayikach romach biyado, he took it in his hand. So you give the kohen the arm. L'chayayim is because he davened. That Pinchas got up and he davened to Hilm Kuvav. And then the keva is Ishael Kubasa, because it says in the pasuk that that's where he stabbed them. So that's what you give the coin. So this is all keneged the maisa of the maisa kanaos of Pinchas. Reish is the gancha, Rashi says, is truma, and the pasuk doesn't tell us a shir, Rashi says. But the rabbis tell us, you want to give generously 1/40, average 1/50, a little stingy 1/60. And then he brings a pasuk in Yecheskel, that's a remez that you shouldn't give less than 1/60. For Reishis Geis Tzonecha, Rashi says, when you shear your tzon every year, give the Reishis to the Kohen. It also doesn't give a shear. And the rabbi said 1/60. And how many tzon, how many do you have in order to be chayv in Reishis Hagez? Rashi says 5. As it says, Chamesh Tzon Asuyos, what Nabal HaKarmeli gave to appease David. So that's called, when it says in the pasuk Tzon, that says Chamesh Tzon, so that's a minimum of Tzon is 5. And David, Rabbi Akiva says, Reish's Gaze is Shtayim, Tzoncha is Arba, and Titein Lo is 5. So Rabbi Akiva darshins 5 from the pasuk. not from the pasuk about Nabal HaKarmeli, but from our pasuk. So tzon, like the Emek HaNetziv says, is mashma lat, so that's minimum of two. And reishis is also two, because every reishis has an acharis. So it says the Emek HaNetziv, so that's also two. So tzon is two according to Rashi, reishis is two, Rabbi Akiva, reishis is two. And then v'nasan lo, one more. So that all together is five. So we have here, it's Russia, that only if you have five sheep are you obligated to give this Reishis HaGeiz, these first shearings. So it's interesting that Rashi said the Baal HaMemor, Rabbi Akiva. Sometimes Rashi does that, but generally Rashi just says things anonymously. Why was it important for Rashi to tell us this Rabbi Akiva Omer? So in the Sefer Ilana de Pilpili of Rav Meshulam Brandwein Shlita, he discusses it and explains al derech ha-pilpul. We are going to go on the derech of Rav Yaakov Hamnik Shlita. I received this Torah from him on this Rashi. And we'll see Niflos Mitaras Hashem and Mirtz Hashem. Besides Rashi, besides it being Tamua that Rashi brings the name of the Tana, Rabbi Akiva isn't coming to argue with the Shear of Five, he's just coming to bring another Makor. So, as far as explaining the Torah, what does it matter where we learn five from? So why does Rashi have to go into this whole Machlokas? Of where you get five from. Why is that important for us in order to explain Pshat in the Pasuk? Rashi brings a machlok as how you get five. Why is that important to tell us Pshat in the Pasuk? If you want to tell us how much tzon you have, just give me one drasha of five. Rashi could have told us five, or could have told us a drasha of how you get five. But why does Rashi have to bring this machlok as? Well, why is that so important for us to understand this Pasuk? And not only that, if Rashi wanted to show us Rabbi Akiva, who learned from our pasuk. Rashi wanted to give us a pshat in our pasuk. So he brought Rabbi Akiva, who darshed in our pasuk that it means five. So why does he have to bring the other shita that brings a pasuk from Sefer Shmuel? Why doesn't Rashi just stay local and bring the shita of Rabbi Akiva Vizel? So Rashi here on the mitzvah of Matnas Zerah L'Chayayim V'Keva brings in the name of Darshei Rishumos that the Kohanim were makabel these matanos b'schar ma'isa shel Pinchas. Zroa is because his yad was on the romach, his hand was on the spear, chayayim because he davened, and keva because that's where the woman was stabbed in the midsection. Now in Maseches Chulin it says Tana Rabbanan has zroa, zizro yamin. So when it says zroa, it means the right. How do you learn that? Because Rabba said that Yerech by the Gid Hanasha is Miyumenes Shev Yerech, the right. So also Zroa is the right. And then the Gemara continues and says, Darshe Rishumus Hayomim Zroa Keneged Hayad, Vayikach Romach B'yado, L'chayim Keneged Tfila, V'chenuar V'yam Pinchot V'yifalel, Kuba Kamashma, V'chenuar V'alese Yishel Kubasa. And the Gemara continues, V'tana Maisi Lamehacha. Now the Tana brings it from somewhere else, Ayin Shem in the Gemara. Rashi there says, Hazroa, V'nasan L'Kohen Hazroa, he quotes the Pasuk. Kedama Rava, where Rava said about the Gid Hanasha being the right, that's according to Rabbi Yehuda. The Gid Hanasha is only one, and that's the right. Darshei Rishumos. What are Darshei Rishumos? Rashi says, the Gemara says, I think I read Darshei Rishumos. The Gemara actually says Darshei Chamuros. I was reading Darshei Rishumos, that's what we have in our Rashi. The Gemara says Darshei Chamuros with Darshin Zeroa Keneged Hayad, etc. What are Darshei Chamuros? Rashi says Mikros Hastumin. Darshei Chamuros are those who Darshin psukim that are sasum, that are very vague. Hayu omrim, they used to say, minalan deshel yamin, how do they know right? Mehacha, from here. Yad, Rashi says, keneged yad deshel pinchas. And that's a schar. What hand did he do his mitzvah with? The right. So therefore you give the right. So you see in Rashi there, in the Gemara, that this shita of the Dorshei Chamuros is a halachic shita. That you learn that you give the zroi yamin to the kohen. Because the kohen were zoche, because of the mice of Pinchas, who stopped the plague. And according to Rashi, it's talui in the machlokas. Because there's another sheet in the Braisa that learns the din zroa yamin from the drasha of hayam miyuman shebezroa. So there are two sheetas there in the Braisa about how you get right. One is miyuman shebezroa, like you have miyumenes shebeyerach, yerach. It's right. The right gidan side of the gidanasha, the sciatic nerve, or the right arm. Or you can learn it from the right hand of Pinchas. And the Gemara afterwards brings another drasha, but it's talui in a machlokas. And similar as Mashman the Sifri Oskuf Samachay, it says zroa zroa shel yamin. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Dorshe Shemus Haomer Nasan Lazroa Tachas Hayad V'Cheinu Omer Bayakum Itoch Eidav Ikech Ronch B'Yado L'Chayayim Is Tefila V'Yam Pinchas V'Yifal Kuba Is Aishel Kubasa. So l'chor, that's the brights that the Gemara brings, but in the Gemara Rashi explains that the Reish is like Rabbi Yehuda. And in the Sifri, the Gears is Lahefech. Rabbi Yehuda brings the Dorshei Rishumos. So HaKopana, we have a Machlokas Tanoim. How do you get this halachic limud of the din of Zroa Yamin? And we see that Rashi, HaLaTorah, mentioned another Shita in this parasha. Rashi brings another shita b'shem omra. What's the shita b'shem omra? B'shem Dorshei Rishumos. This whole inyan of zroa l'chayim in keva, Rashi brings b'shem omra, b'shem Dorshei Rishumos. So just like we asked about Rabbi Akiva, why we had to say the drasha in the name of Rabbi Akiva. We can similarly ask this drasha of Reishis Hagez. So we could similarly ask on Rashi why he brings in the Zera L'Chayayim in Keva, why he brings in the name of the Dorshei Rishumos earlier on in Rashi, V'Alechayayim Dorshei Rishumos Hayu Omrim. So we have in the Medrash Dorshei Chamuros, and we have in Rashi Dorshei Rishumos, we have in the Gemara Dorshei Chamuros, we have in Rashi Dorshei Rishumos. Why is it necessary for Rashi to bring? Just bring it stama like you normally bring. Ubamis. There's a Hara and Rashi on the Gemara. That Dorshei Chamuros, Rashi says, are those who explain Mikros Stumen, those who explain a very vague, obtuse psukim, very obscure psukim. So what's the Mikros Sasum? What obscure pasuk is there here? What's vague about the pasuk? You see, you give three parts of the behemoth to the Kohen. Why is this a Dabar Sasum? If we don't know why HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose Dafka these matanas, but kachim, you give the coin the chazin the shok. We don't find the shayla lama chazin lama shok. We don't ask why those parts of the animal. That's not considered a mikra sasum. So why is this pasuk considered a mikra sasum? Even without this pasuk, this is what Hashem wanted, this is what Hashem decided. To give these parts of the animal, why is that sasum? By chazin shok, it's not considered sasum. Why here is it? Tosis in the sugya brings in the name of the Aruch, that Darshi Chamuros means that they darshin me'ein ha'maisa. Chamuros means not that the pasuk is sasum, but they darshin like the maisa was, like the event happened. And that's what the Darshi Rishumas are coming to explain, that the matanas is Zerah L'chayayim in Kevar are shaykh to the maisa of Korach. And it was given as a reward for his kina. But the Das Rashi, why is this Lashon Shaykh? Say that it's Darshei Chamuros, Makros Stumen, what's Sasum about the Pasuk? Tosis is good, we have to understand Rashi. Truthfully, there are Makros Stumen in this Parsha. We start with a new mitzvah we never heard about, mitzvah Zura L'chaim in Keva. And the Ramban already is Omid on this, why we never heard about this mitzvah before. And then after that, we get to the Reishis Dagancha Tiroshcha V'Yitzarecha, giving of Truma. Truma is Mefurish in the Torah. We already know about this before, Parshas Korach. And at the end of the Parsha, after it mentions Degancha, Sirosh Chavi Yitzarecha, we add Reishis Geis, Son Chatitain Lo. They give the first shearings to the Kohen. And there's also a Mitzvah Chadasha we haven't heard. So, that is Mekros Stumen. That already is Shver. You start off with something that you never heard about before. Then you tell us a Mitzvah that we have heard about before. Already know Mitzvah. And then another mitzvah that we never heard before, a new mitzvah. So why in the same parsha? What's the Seder of parsha here? New mitzvah, old mitzvah, new mitzvah. So Amik Shlita explains beautifully that you see from all this that the opinion of the Darshei Chamuros is that you can be mechadesh mitzvahs until the end of the 40 years in the Midbar based on events that happened to the Jewish people when they were in the Midbar around the Ol Moed. Because Matan Torah is a continuous process. As long as HaKadosh Baruch Hu was speaking to Moshe, Miben HaKruvim. And according to this Shita, we understand very well how these mitzvahs were mischadish of how to act with Amon and Moav. It says, Amon and Moav, they didn't greet you properly. They didn't come with lechem and mayim. So we have to be marchik Amon and Moav. And to be marachik Edom, they don't come to the Jewish people till three generations. Because they said to Moshe Rabbeinu that they're ready to go out with the sword. So that is built on what we learned earlier in the Torah. The story with Ammon and Moab and Edom. That's already taught in Sefer Bamidbar. So you can tell new mitzvahs based on events that happened earlier throughout their trek in the desert. So we can also say that there's a new mitzvah to the Kohanim that was never in the Torah before. B'shas Nesinasa B'Sinai. And this came through the Mice of Pinchas to save the Jewish people from the Magefa. After they stumbled with Benos Moav. Just like there's a new mitzvah to distance us from Ammon and Moav because of what they did and because of Bilam with the being machshil them with Benos Moav, so we stay away from Ammon and Moav. And we stay away from Edom. So that's because of the earlier Maisim that they did. So here also, there's a new mitzvah to give schar to the Shevet HaKahuna and the Mice of Pinchas, for the Mice of Pinchas. That's also based on an earlier event. Just like being Marchik Edom and Ammon and Moab because of their Maisim. So we're also giving the Kohanim his Matnas Kahuna because of the Mice of Pinchas. So now we can go further and say that the mitzvah of Reishis HaGeiz was mischadesh at the end of the 40 years because of the change that happened in Klal Yisrael at that time. And that's that Moshe and Bnei Yisrael captured Arvos Moav and Parshas Chukas and Bnei Gad and Bnei Ruvain and Parshas Matos wanted to inherit this land in Eivar Yarden in the Transjordan that they captured. because they had Mikne Rav. They had a lot of cattle, and this, the earth was good for the grazing of the cattle. So according to this, we can say that the whole inyan of Nachlas Eretz Yisrael is v'toras Eretz Zavas Cholav Udvash. And the Mahalacha Ikri of Yishuv Aretz is v'asafta diganecha v'siroshcha v'yitzarecha v'nasati eisa v'sodcha l'vemtecha. In other words, the Ikar Ishtamshus in the land of Eretz Yisrael is to bring out grain and fruit and food. And not that there are a few animals who eat grass. That's going to be on the side of the fields, but primarily it's for us to eat. We don't want to be raising too much cattle in Eretz Yisrael, because we want to be eating the food. It's for us. And then they can eat their grass on the side, but we want to primarily keep the land for us. We learn about a comma that you're not allowed to be Megadol of Behemadak in Eretz Yisrael. Rashi says, because of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, because they're for us, and these animals are going to eat up the fields. So we have a Dvar Pele B'Yosef, the Dermanis Kahuna of Reishis HaGez. And according to Rabbi Loi and Chulan and Kuflam Edvav, Reishis HaGez is only knowing in Eretz Yisrael. And it's also to be Megadol Tzon, who are Behemadak in Eretz Yisrael. So it's a mitzvah that Kemat Yefshe L'Kayim Osev Beheter. It's a davar tamu ad meod, that there's this mitzvah of reishis hagez with tzon, and you're not allowed to be megadol, and it's only noeg this reishis hagez in Eretz Yisrael, and you're not allowed to be megadol tzon in Eretz Yisrael, you're not allowed to be megadol behemadak in Eretz Yisrael. So it's kemat yefshe l'kayim be'Eretz Yisrael. So the yisod davar is that the ikar mitzvah reishis hagez is mischadish dafka when they captured Arbus Moav, and there you're allowed to be roa behemos. You're allowed to be mevatel large areas of karka from planting, so they can be places of grazing, because that's the yisod Yerush Samakom. That's why Bnei Gad and Bnei Reuven wanted it, in order to graze their animals. And that's how they're going to make their living, not by planting Dagon, Tirosh, and Yitzhar in the fields. So it emerges then that part of expanding the gvul of kedusha by the kibush of Arvas Moav is that now the nachal of the Shvatim is not contracted to Dagon, Tirosh, and Yitzhar that the earth produces, but now the Shvatim can be involved with the land, with their cattle. That's the inyan of Kibush Arvas Moav, that it's a place of their cattle to graze. So it's not about bringing out produce from the earth, but rather raising their cattle. So that's the inyan of Reishis HaGez, that together with the mitzvah of Roy L'Chaim and Keva, because of Roy L'Chaim and Keva is because of the Maish Shehai and Parshas Balak, Reishis HaGez also is because of Parshas Chukas and Parshas Matos, that since now part of Am Yisrael are Osek and Mikna and Mira, they're Osek with their cattle and with grazing and not with planting. So it's Roy to give the Kohanim a Matanim and Atzon, Reishis HaGez. Because you have this Maisa of the Kohen saving the Jewish people with his act of zealousness. So now as a reward, they're going to have this mitzvah, the Jewish people can have this mitzvah to help support the Kohanim of Reishis HaGez, again, based on the previous event that occurred. It's like we saw the other mitzvahs, Hachakas Amon, Moav, Edom, because of a previous event that occurred. And that's, like we said, as long as Hashem is talking to Moshe, can add mitzvahs. And that's the shaychus of Zerah L'Chaim and Keva and Reishis HaGez in one parsha. They both relate to earlier events that are now the Kohanim are being rewarded. Zerah L'Chaim and Keva, because of the earlier event of Pinchas, and Reishis HaGez, because Reuven and Gad wanted to graze their cattle because of that Maisa. So now Kohanim are God. A new mitzvah is going to be added because of that event, not necessarily a schar, because of that event they're going to have this new mitzvah of Reishis HaGez, of giving the Kohanim the first shearings. And now we understand what it says in Chulan HaKuf Lamed Hei, Chomer B'Zerah L'Chaim V'Keva M'Reishis HaGez. They're compared. Zerah L'Chaim and Keva are more chomer than Reishis HaGez, because Zrelechem in Kevar, Noeg Bibakor Bitson, Bimru Bimuat, and Rashi Zagez is only Noeg Birachelos, and only Bimaruba. And we learn an Eden and Aleph Amid Beis, Kol Shechayv Rashi Zagez, Chayv Matanus, Ve Shechayv Matanus, Ve Nechayv Rashi Zagez. So there's a kesher between these matanos, you see, in these two sources in the Gemara. These two matanos are compared and contrasted. So the yesod, since they're contrasted, and the yesod is one, that it's because of earlier events they got these new mitzvahs. So they have different halachas, but it's the same yesod. So we were zocha to explain these makros stumen, that now this parsha is meduktok, both mitzad alashen and mitzad aseder. First it says v'zei mishpat kohanim eis ha'am. So the kohanim deserve a matana chadasha from the mikneh. And what's it going to be? It's going to be mida keneged mida, keneged what Pinchas did. And then we say, Reishis Tegancha Tiroshcha V'Yitzarecha, telling us that until now, what you gave the Kohanim was limited to what comes out of the earth. But now, we're not only going to give you what comes out of the earth, we're going to give you the Reishis Hageis, even what's on the animal, what you shear from the animal, not only what's in the earth. So it's expanded. Expanded to different parts of the animal, Zerah L'Chayayim and Keva, and it's also expanded to what's on the animal, the wool, the first shearings, and not just what comes out of the land. And that relates to the Kohanim. This is what the Kohanim have to be given when they're Me'evar Yarden. How are they going to support the Kohanim? Here the economy is based not on the Gancha Sirosh Chavi Yitzarecha, but on what the sheep have. On Mikneh. That's a place of Mikneh Rav. So Memela, these Kohanim, they need Parnassa here also. So that this is how they're going to give them Parnassa. They're going to give them the Reishis Hageis. They're going to give them the Zerah L'Chayayim and Keva. And then the Kohanim will have their Parnassa. And this will also enable them to stay with B'nai Gad and B'nai Ruvain. Otherwise, they're going to have to go to the Mikdash, Saviv La Mikdash, Saviv La Mishkam, in Eretz Yisrael, because, or in the Mishkan, because they're not going to have any parnasa otherwise. They're going to have to get from the Karbanas. But now they have parnasa from Bnei Gad and Bnei Reuven, so they can also stay Me'evar Yarden. So this Baruch Hashem, we explained the Pesukim. Of course, we are not done. There's still a lot more to say. But in the meantime, we saw B'siyata D'Shemayin Aflos Mitaras Hashem. And I pray and hope that we conclude the next time B'Kol HaDvarim Yavo Al Makom B'Shalom, and we will be all the wiser for our efforts. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.